Rav Menachem Goldstein, Yeshiva Torah, 38.
Okay. Amar Rabbi Abe, Omar Rabbi Shimon Belokish. Yes? So, as we said, the Maharal is collecting all the sources that shows us the inner power of being attached to the Torah and how that influences the world, and what's the true Torah, what's the true power of being attached with Hashem, and about the importance of midot, listening to others and being willing to accept from others. So once again, let's continue with another source. Omar Rabbi Abe, Amar Rabbi Shimon Belokish, שני תלמידי חכמים המדגילים זה לזה בהלכה, הקדוש ברוך הוא אוהבם. So what's מדגילים? That's not Hebrew word, that's not a regular word, but this is the terminology that Chazal are using. So the root of this word comes from the word degel. Degel means like flag. Yes, you want to show appreciation to your country, so you are holding the flag of your country. Yes, כמו ציון, סימן, yes, something like, okay. So, but where we are putting the flag on big stick that stands high to show that's a flag of US, of Britain, of Israel, whatever. Yes. So תלמידי חכמים that are מדגילים זה לזה בהלכה means that show his appreciation to the other one, to his חברוסה. Yes, we know that what happened after we are having till Lag BaOmer Evel on the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva that passed away, that's about 800 per day. Awful. Yes? Why? Because שלא נהגו כבוד זה בזה. And the explanation is that the Torah has specific ways that this is transferred to the next generation. If you are not doing that on the right level, you are not suitable to be the pipe to transfer that to the next generation. So now he's speaking about, this Chazal is speaking about the opposite side, which is a positive. How the Torah is transferred when they are madgilin ze lazeh, they are showing their appreciation to the other one. Behalacha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avam, he's loving them. How do where is the clue for this idea? Shenema v'diglo alai ahava. Yes, so that's pasuk on Shir Hashirim, and the whole Shir Hashirim is speaking about the power of is like a metaphor to show the analogy, to symbol the relationship between Am Yisrael and Hashem, like a husband and wife. Yes, so that's v'diglo alai ahava. When there is diglo, when I'm appreciating my chavrusa, then alai ahava, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is loving me. Amar Rove, v'hu diyadei tzurte deshmaya deshmata v'hu delet lu rove b'mata lemigmar minei. Yes, so that's only when they know how to learn and they are showing their appreciation to the other one. You will be deciding, you will be the rabbi, because there isn't any other rabbi to learn from him. Pirush, the explanation, כאשר הם חסרים בתורה וכל אחד אומר לחברות היית בזה בזה וזה מפני דלוג מירי, ואם כל זה הם עוסקים ביחד בתורה בשביל אהבתם את התורה, ובשביל כך השם יתברך אוהבם על ידי שהם אוהבים את התורה. So the explanation is when these two תלמידי חכמים, they want to learn, they don't know everything, they want to advance, to develop themselves. And that means when הם חסרים בתורה, they have lack what else to learn. וכל אחד אומר לחברות, תהית בזה. וזה מפני דלוג מירי. Because they haven't learned, so sometimes Reuven knows better than Shimon, sometimes Shimon better than Reuven, and each one is fulfilling the missing part of his chavruse. V'im koze, anyway, because they are appreciating each other, so they are continuing be busy learning together because they love the Torah, and that's why the Kodesh Baruch Hu is loving them, because they love the Torah and they want to each one to help the other one and to develop, to grow. V'esh lecha lavin elu arba dvarim asher nizkarim ze achar ze ki kol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmo. So we learned it like the surface above, but the Maharal is coming deep and is saying, if you will notice, Chazal counted here four steps that should be done, each one by itself. Ve'amar tchila amchadedim ze laze b'alacha. First description was that they are sharpening each other by their learning. Ve'achar kach amar nochim. Afterwards, he said they are convenient each one to the other. And afterwards, he said, ואחר כך אמר המקשיבים זה לזה, listening to the other one, ואחר כך אמר המדגילים זה לזה בהלכה. So there were four citations of, I suppose, all of them were Rabbi Abba, אמר רבי שמעון בלוקיש, yes, רבי שמעון בלוקיש, yes, which we started on this chapter, yes. The first one was page ago, בפרק בא מאישה אמר רבי ירמיה, אמר בלעזר שני תלמידיכם המחדדים זה לזה בהלכה. Afterwards, it was Hanoichim Zelaze Belacha. Afterwards, it was saying Amadgilim Zelaze, and one of them was Makshivim Zelaze. I skipped that. Okay? Vekol Elu Advarim, Hem Yeduim Bechokma. All these ways, behavior are known on wisdom. Vamida Achona Amadgilim Zelaze Belacha. What's the last one that we are speaking about today? בפירוש מדגילים לשום פועלים זה לזה. They are helping each other. שהאחד מתה את חברו ואומר לו, תאית כי לא כך הוא, ולכך הקדוש ברוך הוא אוהבן, שאם שהם חסרים תורה ובשביל אהבת תורה מתחברים זה עם זה, וכל אחד מקבל בושה בחברו. Each one that is appreciating his chavruse, so he's listening to him. Even that he's criticizing him, he'll say, no, you're a mistake. I know another source, a Maseret Shabbos, a Maseret Ksubos, a Maseret Gittin. Each one is fulfilling the other one. So why they are doing that, even that they are Shem, oh, I haven't know. Everyone likes to be right always, to be always wise, to succeed. But because they love the Torah, so they are learning, continue to learn. Okay, let's continue. Next page. ואומר רבי אלי בר ברכיה, שני תלמידי חכמים מדרים בעיר אחת, ואין נוחים זה לזה, האחד מת ואחד גולה, השם ישמו. So now he's speaking about the negative side. When there are two תלמידי חכמים, and they are not convenient each one to the other, yes? They are attacking each one, the other one, or fighting. So... we know that the way of learning is fighting, yes? Yes, you know, my son was learning at Yeshiva at Ramot. It was on the border next to not religious families. One day came an old person, 50-something years old, into his lesson, and was saying, what's shouting here? Why you are listening to your rabbi that he's shouting at you? Don't let him shout at you. Yes, and because he heard that from the other street, the other side of the street. Yeah. Yes, we were on the opposite side. So they smiled. Okay, because he doesn't understand that. I was learning at the Shiva Smir. Shiva Smir is for these days 4,000 people. Wow. Yes, and even on my time, I remember people were sitting on the corridors under the jackets. Okay, chavruse here, there, and learning, because there was no space. So sometimes they brought parliament members to see that. And they ask always the same question. How can you learn with such noise? Because the noise of the learning of Mir is stronger than the carpenters which were on this street.
Always called music.
So, and the answer is, that's the only way to learn on the most efficient way. Why? Because of the noise, you must listen and concentrate about your friend, which is sitting next to you, And that makes you not to ignore everything around and to succeed. That was a success of Reb Moshe Feinstein to become Godel Torah, because he was taken out by the Russians, communist, from his apartment, and the tailor brought him into his apartment. So he said it was awful noise, and I wanted to learn, and then I succeeded. I started to feel the whole siyata d'shmaya that I'm getting on this situation. Okay, so if they are not convenient to the other one, so what happens? Ha'echad met ve'echad gole. Each one of them will suffer. Both. One will die, one will be exiled. Pirush, ki ra'ui shiyu mitchabrim ba'alacha. They should be attached one to the other. So what I started to say, it said on the Gemara, et vahev besufa. That means the after Talmid HaChachamim are arguing about what's the aloche, they are becoming loving each other because they're coming to the conclusion. One of them convinced the other one, and they can continue ahead. So that's the way it should be. Pirush ki ra'ui shiyu mitchabrim ba'alacha, kmo shehitba'er ki ha'Torah hi achat. Ulefichach, that's why, ra'ui leshnei talmidei chachamim, shehem be'ir achat, shiyu mitchabrim biyachad. Suitable for two talmidei chachamim, which lives on the one city, that should be joined together. Ve'en davar sheyesh lo chibur biyachad kmo shnei talmidei chachamim. There isn't anything which is more joined together like Talmidei Chachamim. Mitzad Asechel V'Atoira, Shiachat Mekasheret Yemin U'Smol. Because that's the same way of thinking, of wisdom, and same Torah. We said the Kodesh Boch Echad U'Shmo Echad. The Torah is also unit. Yes? So that the Torah Shiachat Mekasheret Yemin U'Smol. What's Mekasheret Yemin U'Smol? Is nothing. It might be Midas Adin and Midas Arachmim, but that means that even there are some ways. You will be here in another half an hour. 20 minutes. I will finish. Okay. Shalom. So, because we are here, the Torah is making all of them to be together, joining Yamin right and left. Ulfichach, that's why. Shnei Talmidei Chachomim. שהם בעיר אחת, which are on the same city, ראוי להם שיהיו נוחים זה לזה, זה לזה. That's why they should be convenient, each one to the other. עד שיהיה להם חיבור ביחד, till they will be joining together. וכאשר אינם נוחים לזה, לזה בהלכה, if they are not convenient, each one to the other, כל דבר שראוי להיות חיבור אחד, כאשר נפרדו, דבר זה הפסד לשניהם. Everything which should be one connection, when you separate, that cause damage for both of them. I will try to give you an analogy. Let's say my wife preparing chalot for Shabbat. Okay, so she's taking water, she's taking salt, sugar powder, and flour, and mixing together, making daul a long time, and then it become nice and good, tasteful. Okay, but if they are not joined together, and you will make a mixture a bit, and you will put that into the oven, that will break, that won't be growing up, and everything will be can spoil totally. Yes, so that's what happens when they are not convenient to the other one. Yes, both of them are having luck, because mixture of flour and water making a new object, which is dough. And not mixing together, not joined together, so the water are spoiled and the flour is spoiled. Nothing worthless. Okay, lekach. That's why ha'echad mekabel efsed mitzad small v'magi alo mita the va'echad gole v'davar ze efsed mitzad ha'emin. So each one will have a luck. He will lose something from other side. והדבר הזה מבואר לנבוינים. Every clever person can understand that. כי היה ראוי להם חיבור כמו יד ימין ויד שמאל מצד התורה שהיא מחברת שניהם. Yes, everyone clever can understand that they should be joined together by the Torah which is joining together. Okay, I must skip aside a bit because that's a nice idea. I told you once that Lashon HaKodesh is interpretations of letters and inner meanings. And I said Yadid, friend, is Yad plus Yad, right. Shaking hands. Mm-hmm. So if I'm shaking Larry's hands, so my right is with his right, but we're that opposite side, yes? Yeah, yeah. Yes? And if I want to make to raise this book, so this is together, action with both hands. Yes, that's each one is helping the other one. So sometimes someone is coming to complain to his rabbi. Oh, rabbi, my wife is making me trouble the whole time. She's making me mad. She's arguing with me the whole time. So the rabbi telling him, please, can you? You have two hands, yes. Can you shake? Can you clap your hands? Say okay. I clapped. I heard the noise. Can you make this noise with one hand? Say no, I can't. So you need for argument. You need two, both sides. Yes. So you should understand before complaining that there are both sides for something. If you would do something differently, it won't come out to this argument. Yes, that's a basic point of view. Okay. And the hands, instead of hitting each other, can be joining together to an action. So, ולפיך האחד מת והאחד והשני גולה ויש לך להבין זה מאוד ולפי מה שהתבאר according to what were explained שצריך האדם הכנה שהיא ראויה ומתייחסת שיקבל לתורה השכלית that person should have a preparation which is suitable and applies to accept the Torah which is wisdom of Hashem ולכך התלמיד שבא לקבל את התורה צריך שיהיה לו גם כן הכנה מיוחדת עד שראוי לקבל תורה. Also the student that is wants to accept the Torah. The same as the, let's say, Torah, we have the physical Sefer Torah, which is holy, we are putting that into the cupboard, which is holy. Mm-hmm. So there is the abstract knowledge of the Torah, the data of the Torah, which is put into our data on the brain, and that because that's so holy, that should be make our brain holy behavior to be able to contain that. Yes? ולכך אמרו בפרק בממדליקים. אומר רב גידל, אומר רב, כל תלמיד חוכם שיושב לפני רבו, every תלמיד חוכם that is sitting in front of his rabbi, ואין שפתותיו נוטפות מור, and תכוונה. Yes, if he's sitting in front of his rabbi, he should admire him. Yes, other way, his lips should be burned. Shenema siftotav shoshanim notfot mor. Over. That's posuk on Shir HaShirim. Al tikre mor over. Ela mar over. Yes, don't read it as like losing something. Over means losing. Ela mar over. Yes, it's like being appreciating, even afraiding from the rabbi. Al tikre shoshanim, ela sheshonim. Yes, while you are learning from the rabbi, you must honor him in order to accept. ומקשה שם, בגמור asking, מדעה דאמרו דאין שכינה שורה אלא מתוך שמחה. How you are saying on one hand that you should be afraid. On other hand, the Torah is the glory of the Torah, the holiness is coming just when the person is happy. ואפילו לדבר הלכה, even to accept the הלכה. ומתארת, the answer is, לא קשיא, הברב בתלמיד. Yes, the rabbi should be happy while he's teaching and the student should be a bit afraid of the rabbi. Viba isema ha berav. The second explanation, both of them are about the rabbi. Velo kashya ha mikame de lepatach al lebatar de patach. Before you are starting to learn, you should be afraid of him. After you started to learn him, because you are joined together with the Torah, you should be happy. Ki ha de rabbi mikame de patach lo le rabbonon. Oh, you're saying the opposite. then before you are learning, you should be happy. Then you should be afraid. He's bringing Rabba. Rabba, before he opened, Lerabonon, Amar Milta de Bdichuta. He said the jokes before the lesson. That everyone, okay, smiled and they are convenient, they are comfort. Then he's starting the serious thing.
Yes? Right, he used to make a joke before.
Right. You know, some rabbis want to give Musar lesson, okay? So if you bring a child medicine, it's bitter. He doesn't like to open his mouth with closing. But when you tell him a joke, he will smile, open his mouth, and then you can put the spoon into his mouth. Yes. So like that, Rabbi, before he opened, he was telling Rabbonon Milta de Bdichuta veBatre, and Batre Rabbon, they were joking. Levasof Yati beMata vePatach beShmata Adkan. And he's opening his lesson and starting. Ad Kan, till here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's for today. Can you close?